Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, Lum and Abner have exhausted all the means they can think of to learn the identity of their foundling baby boy or the significance of the coat of arms in his locket. And they lost their principal source of information when the mysterious Kansas City person apparently was shot during a long-distance phone conversation with Lum. They still believe, however, that the baby is an orphan and that he is the heir to some unknown kingdom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, no, Lum ain't here yet. I don't know where he's at. Mom? Who's eating up your grass? His horse? Why, Lum ain't got no horse. No, you must be mixed up, Miss Blevins. He can't even ride a horse. Yeah, well, I'll tell him when he comes in, but I know you're mistaken.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Yes, Mom. Yeah, well, all right. Mom. Oh, goodbye.
Who is that you're talking to, Abner?
Huh? Oh, well, morning, Lum. I never noticed that you coming in.
Yeah. Who was on the phone?
Why, hi, doggies, Lum. What's the matter? Have you got a broke leg?
Broke leg?
Facts is, you're walking like both your legs are broke.
I'm walking the same as I always do. No, there ain't nothing wrong with me.
Well, you sure don't look good, Lum. Here, you better sit down. Here, take this chair. Rest up right
now.
Yeah,
I reckon
I
better. I believe I'll stand up today.
Stand up?
Yeah, it ain't good for a feller to sit around all the time. Makes him lazy and muscle-bounded.
Does, huh?
Yeah, only way to run a business and make a success out of yourself is to be on your toes every minute.
Well,
I believe that's a new rule I'm going to make around here. Stand up during business hours.
Huh. Well, I never seen you act this way before. Are you sure that you feel all right, Lum?
Of course I feel all right.
Well, I believe you ought to sit down.
No, I ain't going to sit down.
Well, I'm just trying to help you. Lum, did you leave a horse over there?
Horse? Wait a minute. How'd you find out about that?
Huh?
How'd you know I bought a horse?
Did you actually buy a horse?
Yeah, but I'm going to sell him again as quick as I can, or get shut of him somehow.
Huh.
Give him away if I have to. Huh. I wouldn't have another horse if somebody offered to give him to me. Wouldn't even have Whirlaway.
Well, you better go over there and get him in if that's yours, because he's over at Miss Blevins eating up all our grass.
Well, let him eat it. Maybe Miss Blevins will scare him away. Then he'll get lost and won't ever come back, I hope.
Well, Lum, if you didn't want him, what'd you buy him for in the first place?
I don't know. You wouldn't understand no way.
Wouldn't, huh? What about did you buy him at?
I got him over at Caleb Weehunt's blacksmith shop.
Caleb Weehunt? You don't mean that old white horse.
Yeah, he's sort of white.
That sway back one?
He ain't sway back. Just got a nice arch in his back, so.
Well, it's upside down, then. I'll say that for him. He's a sway back of this one horse he is in this whole world. Grandpappy Spears claims that Caleb Olis has to put roller skates under the horse's middle before he can even get him to move.
He's just making that up.
He says he drags the ground, actually.
He ain't that bad. Besides, I figured it'd be easier to stay on that kind of a horse.
Stay on? Was you actual riding him, Lum?
Why, sure. That's where I've been all morning.
I'd laugh to saw that.
Abner, cut out that laughing. Sound like a half-growed hyena. I told you to cut it out. I was just trying to practice up before we take the baby back to his kingdom. Don't forget all them dukes and princes ride horses.
They do.
Of course. You ain't never saw a knight ride up to the castle in a motorcycle, have you, or a bicycle?
No, I don't believe I have. Fact is, I don't believe I ever seen a knight ride up to a castle or anything else. Are you going to ride to the castle on that sway back horse?
No, I ain't. That's what I had in mind, but I've decided I'm going to change that rule.
Change it, huh?
Just as soon as I get myself planted assistant king, I'm going to pass a law that says no horses allowed around the castle.
Yeah, huh?
That's what I'm going to do.
Huh.
I know after what I went through this morning, I ain't never going to get on another horse as long as I live. Now what are you laughing at?
I can just see you sitting on that horse, Lum. Did your feet drag on the ground?
Abner, I'm suffering enough without them smart tracks of yours. Now just hush up. Abner.
I can't help it, Lum. Every time I think of you and that horse.
If you say the word horse one more time, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head with something. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Well, that's better. Abner.
I never said nothing.
Well, see that you don't either. Wait a minute. Ain't that Squire Skimp coming up out there?
Huh?
More like they wants to sell us that insurance for the baby.
Oh, yeah, him.
He's getting to be a nuisance with that.
Yeah.
Don't tell him nothing about the baby being a royalty king.
What, don't he know it?
No. He knows about the coat of arms and the baby's locket, but I ain't never told nobody about the baby being an orphan king.
Well, why don't you want Squire to know, Lum?
Oh, you want to sell a baby a bigger policy then. You know, one of them king-size kind.
Oh.
I'm here to them Summers, I think.
Yeah, I believe I have heard that name myself. Yep, mind out. Here he comes back.
Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen, how are my good friends today?
Oh, just tolerably, Squire, just only tolerably.
And the baby?
Oh, he's just fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, glad to hear it. Yes, indeed. By the way, Lum, have you any more information relative to the little rascal's identity?
No, we ain't found out nothing about him or his relates, neither one.
No more communication from the gentleman in Kansas City, I don't suppose.
No, not since that time he phoned us long distance.
Long distance?
Yeah, we talked to him, but we never found out nothing then because he got shot right while we was talking to him.
Got shot?
Yes, sir. I heard the shot and everything. Talking away there, and he said it was dangerous for him to talk on the phone that way.
He did?
Yeah, he said he couldn't talk very loud, and directly I heard a gunshot, and there weren't no more talking from him, so they must have got him.
Very strange. It's very mysterious indeed, Lum.
That's more than likely what happened. Of course, he couldn't talk and tell me what happened.
No.
I just had to use my imagination.
Yes. Well, I was just on my way back from the post office. I stopped in there hoping to receive a letter today which might shed a little light on this matter for us.
Letter?
Yes, however, it hadn't arrived yet.
What letter are you talking about, Squire?
Well, Lum, knowing how anxious you are to get this matter concerning the baby cleared up, I took the liberty of contacting a genealogical research bureau in Chicago.
You contacted a what? Now, come over that again, Squire. Jumped a track there a little.
Well, it's a big company that specializes in looking up family histories, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, trace a man's family form.
That's what
it is. And they do a good thorough job of it, too. You see, I sent them that newspaper ad, the one that contained a copy of that coat of arms in the baby's locket, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I sent that along with the request for a comprehensive report on the family that it belonged to. And that should give us all the information that we desire.
Well, just a minute here, Squire. Don't you think you got a nerve doing this, butting in on this thing?
Why, sure, that baby's left with us, not you, Squire.
Well, now, gentlemen, I was only acting in behalf of the best interest of both you and the baby when I did that.
Yeah, you mean you's acting in your own interest.
What's that, Lum?
All you want's to find out who the baby is so as you can sell us an insurance policy for him.
Why, Lum? Well, yes, I will admit that I do possess such intentions as that, but only, I repeat, for the baby's best interest. I want to see that you provide a future for him. Safeguard him from financial worries and stress. Guarantee his education. Provide a home for him.
I know. You went into that before. We've heard that 1,000 or 100 times.
Yeah, more than that even.
Well, I'm sorry that you gentlemen feel this way about it. However, since the deed has been done, why, I can't take it back now. We're going to hear from that company up there. I know that. And as long as we're going to get a letter from them tracing the family, why, We may as well avail ourselves of the report when it arrives from Chicago, Lum. You might as well take advantage of it.
Yeah, reckon we may as well.
Why, of course you had, Lum. Yes, find out who the baby is. In fact, I'll bring it over to you the minute it gets here, Lum.
Yeah, do that, Squire.
Oh, be glad to. Be glad to. Well, I've got to get back to place. I'll see you. Oh, wait a minute there. I almost forgot. Here. There's a postcard I came for today. Dick Huddleston asked me to drop it off here as I went by.
Oh, yeah, much obliged.
Yeah, here, I'll take it, Squire.
Yes, yes, all right, Abner. Well, good day, gentlemen.
Yeah, good day. I mean, so long, Squire. Now, Squire, I'll find out about the baby being a king. More than likely, he'll want to get in on the kingdom now.
Yeah, he'll want to make a subdivide out of him. That's all he always wants to do.
Want to be trying to run things.
Yeah.
He'll try to be Siston King.
He will, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have trouble with him.
Uh-oh, I'd fair to that.
Now, who is that postcard from?
Forgot. Let's see here. Get my specs on. Oh, it's from old man Quincy, Long.
Old man Quincy?
Yeah.
What does he want?
He says, Dear Lum and Abner, I cannot pay my grocery bill again this month. Well, he ain't paid his grocery bill yet this month, has he?
He don't mean pay it again this month. He means last month he couldn't pay it, month before last he couldn't pay it, and he can't pay it again this month.
Oh, yeah, I see. However, I would like to clean up all I owe you for the past year, so I am sending you... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Well, finish reading the card.
Well, I can't. It's all blurred, I think.
Abner, you ain't telling the truth. What does it say?
Well,
Gone. What's he sending?
A horse.